Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In 5 weeks, residents of East Boston and Revere will vote on whether they want a casino at Suffolk Downs in East Boston. The racetrack is one of three sites in the running for the one state casino license available in Greater Boston. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman spent some time in East Boston and Revere sampling what people are saying about a Suffolk Downs casino ahead of November's deciding vote.
Post time for the opener, 8 minutes.
Thoroughbred horses have been racing at Suffolk Downs going on 80 years. In its heyday, 55,000 fans would jam the grandstand and turn out to bet on a day at the races. But in recent years, Suffolk Downs has fallen on hard times. Odds are, without a casino, the track is history.
Valley of Avoca favors 9-5.
This past Saturday, the weather was perfect, but despite free parking and admission, just 2,500 people came to Suffolk Downs, and in a small and admittedly unscientific survey about the casino, there wasn't a naysayer at the track. Walter Dixon unfolds the daily racing form and says that fears a casino would bring more crime are overblown.
You don't hear talk of people fighting and carrying on at a casino. All they're there is trying to pull those machines and win.
I think it's a good idea.
Helen Reynolds came up from Rhode Island to bet at Suffolk Downs.
Hey, well, what the heck? You got Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun out in Connecticut. You can get one here.
Everybody gambles. I want the casino here.
Suffolk Downs is convenient, says bettor Frank Donahue.
Why should I go to some other state? Let the money stay here.
Suffolk Downs and its partner, Caesar Entertainment, want to construct a billion-dollar resort casino at the track. They say it will create 4,000 permanent jobs and add $52 million a year to Boston's budget. But opponents say it's not worth it.
Casino jobs aren't the kind of jobs we need in East Boston.
Thomas Dormerat is pastor at Most Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, established in Eastie in 1844. Father Dormerat is one of more than 30 religious leaders who've just formed a new group, Friends of East Boston, to rally opposition against the Suffolk Downs plan.
A casino will bring more crime, gambling addiction, traffic, personal bankruptcies, and will damage local businesses. There must be a better way, and casinos are not that way.
Eastie is a community in transition. Here at a business incubator on Maverick Street, Latin music fills the hallways and small shops on the first floor. While Irish, Italian, Russian, and Southeast Asians have long made East Boston home, the newest residents come from Central and South America. It took 18 months and more than $1 million to turn the historic Overseers of the Public Welfare Building into spaces for small startups here. Jiku Chappi and Wavanita Alborado run a shoe repair shop. They share work but split opinions on the proposed Suffolk Downs casino.
Dinero y mucho trabajo también.
Money and work from a casino make a convincing argument for Chappi, but Alborado takes a moral stand.
I don't like, because if my church talk with the no good here, I say too, no good.
Just out of the Sumner Tunnel in East Boston is Santarpio's Pizza. Established in 1903, it's an Eastie institution. Ellen Materano works behind the bar. Her home is in Revere, right next to Suffolk Downs.
People down that area where I live are dead against it. To me, it's just going to bring crime. The jobs aren't going to be what people think they're going to be. And I believe it's going to hurt all the small businesses that are already in the area. Oh, shut up. It will, too.
Materano and her co-worker, Armando Caldoretti, don't exactly see eye to eye on the proposed casino.
Totally wrong in everything she said.
Caldoretti, better known as Lefty, because I'm never right, he jokes, has been working at Santarpio's for 45 years. He's also an Eastie institution and says whether the casino comes or not, it won't help or hurt business.
Casino customers are going to be from out of the city. And what are they going to do? They don't care about Santarpio's in East Boston. They're going to the casino. And the casino has a buffet. Okay, we eat a buffet for $8 or $10. You know what I'm talking about. That's the way it goes.
We'll know which way it goes November 5th. That's when residents in East Boston and Revere vote on the proposed casino at Suffolk Downs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.